capable of playing the part of the leader of the peasant revolt for them, given my extraordinary aptitude for crime, his saying, I might add.
Do you know why you entered into that disgraceful marriage? Hmm? Because the senselessness of it achieved the heights of genius. You married from a passion for martyrdom. Your passion for cruelty and moral decadence. Defiance of common sense was too tempting. Stavrogin and a half-witted crippled beggar. When you bit the governor's ear, did you feel sensual pleasure too, hmm? Did you, you good-for-nothing snob? Did you?
You're partly mistaken about the reasons for my marriage. But what is it that you want? Now that you've finished abusing me, let me go without further attack, unless you really have some reason for treating me like this. I could have killed you that morning, but I didn't. I drew back my hands.
Oh, go on, say it! You came to warn me of danger. You've let me have my say. Tomorrow you're going to announce your idiotic marriage. Don't you think I can tell from the expression on your face that some menacing new idea is dominating you, Nikolai? Why am I condemned to follow you through all eternity? Could I talk to anyone else with such naked honesty? Would I worship your footsteps when you've gone? I can't tear you out of my heart, Nikolai Stavrogin!
I'm sorry, I can't feel anything for you or your ideas, Shatov.
I know you can't. I know you're telling me the truth. Listen, I think I can help you. You're an atheist because you're arrogant. A snob of snobs. You don't know the difference between good and evil because you've lost touch with yourself and your people. A new generation is coming straight from the heart of the people, and neither you nor Peter nor I will know about it because I'm a snob too. I, the son of your serf and lackey. Listen, progress to God through work or else vanish without trace like rotten mildew. Progress to him by work. That is your answer.
Progress to God by work. What sort of work?
Peasant's work. Give up your wealth. you laugh. Do you think I have something up my sleeve?
You think that one may progress to God by peasant's work? Oh, and by the way, do you know that I have no money at all? I have nothing to give up. I can hardly provide for Maria's future. I came to ask you if it would be possible for you to remain near Maria in the future, since you're the only person who seems to have some influence over her. I say this so as to be prepared for anything which might happen.
Yes, all right. You're talking about Maria now. All right. Afterwards, of course, we can continue.
I won't come to visit you anymore, Shatov.
Virginsky, a clerk in the civil service in our town, was another man who used to attend our talking shop liberal circle. He was about 30 and highly educated, though he was largely self-taught. I have seldom met a man with truer passion than Virginsky. It was at Virginsky's house that, under the pretense of his name day party, a secret meeting of various local radicals was held. Soon after the series of horrifying events that occurred in our town, I asked him to explain, as best he could, Peter and Nikolai's participation on that day.
Peter was already busily plotting before our meeting, making sure all his pieces were in place. He first went to Kirillov's, a young engineer who you know about, who had spent time in America with Shatov. He was a revolutionary at heart, though suspicious of the organisation's strategies. Peter found him at home, alone as usual, doing a jumping jack physical exercise.
You seem concerned about your health.
Sit down.
The time is approaching. I've come about our agreement.
What agreement?
You know what agreement I'm talking about.
It's not an agreement and not an obligation. I'm free to do as I please.
You've been a bit touchy lately. That's why I've avoided visiting you. I did think that you would be loyal, though.
I want you to be sure of one thing. I dislike you intensely. Though I don't see that as being disloyal.
It's just that you're hard to pin down. Can I speak?
Go on.
You made up your mind long ago to take your life.